passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everyone and everything. So, and this is our first Thursday of the month, and as always with the first Thursday of the month, we do a special show with a special co-host, and that's Matt Connerton. And Matt should be calling in any minute now. And we call this Neutral News. This Neutral News show is to try to give you some neutral news instead of stuff that's full of everybody's opinions presented as facts and represents more who's signing the check than the real story. We all know that it happens and we all know that it's out there. So here we try to at least present facts. And if we're going to give you an opinion, we say it's an opinion so that you know. So often we're finding that today's journalism is so influenced by whatever moniker or associations it has that it forgets to do things like actually report the truth. Or it reports partial truths as they are convenient to support whatever they want you to do, to buy, to go, to vote for, whatever. We have definitely left the land of impartiality. And so we have created this show to maybe give you some facts that you're not hearing before you make decisions that you need to make in the world. And why do we do this on a spiritually based show? Well, because being one with spirit is being one with the world. We are in the world, and we're in the world to be of light, to bring illumination, to bring hopefully enlightenment, and to help the world expand into a better place, to help humanity move forward. In this day and age, one of the things is to not get caught in the quagmire of limited thinking. To not have an us and them mentality, but to have a we mentality. A we mentality that says, it's our planet, it's our country, it's our state, it's our community, it's our village, it's our family. And in the we, and in all of those we's, we need to come together. We need to come together. And when we come together, we need to do the right thing. And there's a lot of things that are going out there that are the right things, and then there's an awful lot that are not. There's a lot of not right things that are going on out there in the world, and it's all for the almighty buck or for somebody to have a piece of power. Whichever way it is, and whichever way it goes, it's all about the choice you make. Who are you going to choose to be? Are you going to realize that when resources are spread evenly, that there is enough for everybody? When we treat all people respectfully, including ourselves, that there is so much more that we can do, so much more that we can do on a larger scale. And by doing that on a larger scale, we make a difference. But a larger scale starts with a smaller scale. And that smaller scale starts with you. Henceforth, I decided that the first Thursday of every month for my show, that I was going to bring on my co-host and my longtime friend, who also is keeps on coming in. Now, I have Matt telling me that he is trying to call in, and it keeps on getting a please stand by and gets put on hold, and he's going to try again. So I'm sure that at any minute now that he will. There he goes. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about why a spiritually based show would be doing something like neutral news, and how if you are really listening to the Dr. Kevin show on OM Times Network and you are doing this because you consider yourself a spiritual person, then you have a responsibility to the world, and part of that responsibility comes by knowing the truth. And not getting in the quagmire of he said, she said, or what's the color of my voting ballot? So, we're going to move away from that. I was just kind of waiting for you to come on air, and so I decided I would give people an update about why I decided to do this particular show. So, Matt, how are you and what's going on?
Good, good. I've been super busy. Sorry I'm a little late. Just wrapped up Matt Connerton Unleashed in the afternoon here in Manchester and had to solve a little technical issue after getting off the air. But yeah, keeping busy. Busy, busy. You know how it is.
Oh, yes, I know how it is. I've got just a couple of things on my schedule as well. And we do want to point out that Matt is does have a 5 day a week drive time show. I still like to call it a drive through show, but that's okay. A okay. And that he does that at Man in Manchester, New Hampshire. And what are the call times? I mean,
The
what are
call.
the call letters? Sorry.
Oh, excuse me. WMNH. Oh, my
So.
throat's a little raw.
Oh. Oh.
Just because I've been talking for 2 hours.
Well, and now you're going to be talking more or less for another one, though I will. Did you have any guests on the show today?
Oh, Lord. Let me gulp a little more water here. No, actually, today was just me, so I did all the talking. That's why my throat's a little more raw than usual.
Ah, that's
Well,
why.
that and allergies, the change of season always, it's starting to be, I always hate to see summer slip away, but as the weather changes, it always tends to affect my sinuses and my throat, all that good stuff.
So I am posting on facebook.com/ my Dr. Kevin. You can come to that and you can post a comment there. And in posting a comment there, we would either read it on air or share it on air or answer it if you're listening to this and this is a repeat. If this you are listening to a repeat, then you could still leave comments on the Facebook page. But this is a live call-in show. So if you want to call in and be part of the conversation as it goes on today, you can do so at 202-570-7057. So Matt, you're doing a show 5 days a week. I did that craziness a while back. I had a radio show 5 days a week. And I know just how crazy it can get. How many days a week? Because I every one of my shows had a theme. So Monday was one theme, Tuesday was one theme, Wednesday was one theme, Thursday was one theme. And the theme carried whether I had a guest or not. I was pretty lucky. I was filled with guests about 90% of the time that I did it. But how many days a week are you averaging that people are actually coming in and being guests on your show?
Oh, it varies wildly. The show is constructed in a way that I don't need guests. I'm happy to have them when people want to come on. Of course, you and Angie Donju join us the second and fourth Monday of each month for Magical Monday. And we have other folks who come in. In fact, yesterday I had three guests. I had two in the studio and one on the phone for most of the show. So it varies a lot. Yesterday we had a very full house. Today it was just me. But whereas I'm discussing primarily politics, we don't really need guests every day. Some days I come in and I just say, look, there is so much happening, because in the era of Trump, every single day, there's always plenty to talk about. So that's the nice thing about covering politics, is there's never a day where I can't find something to talk about, to riff on, to give my opinions on, to really delve into. So, you know, it varies a lot, and I like to keep it very loose. As you know, Dr. Kevin, I don't really do much in terms of formatting or planning out segments. I keep it very loose. I like spontaneity. I like surprises. So, you know, it's some weeks I'll have a lot of guests during the week. Some weeks we'll have very few. It's all over the place.
Okay. So we're going to move into, well, you know, we're going to be coming up on our first break. So we'll get hardcore into the show when we get back. So far, now, I know that Angie and I come on the second and fourth Mondays with some exceptions. We occasionally have to bow out and not make on Magical Mondays. Though I do want to say, will I have you on the phone?
Yeah.
So to speak. That, you know, you were going to send the link to Angie and I about the show when it posted, and you were crazy and things happened, and it's not a big deal, and Mercury was retrograde, and you just sent me a link. But the link you sent me to, I had to go then sign up for some pod company to get some kind of app that to then go and research and then try to go down and find the show. And then because the show, by the time I said, hey, where's that link? It went down and I had to like go down like three times to find it. And then it wouldn't upload for me. I mean, is there an easier way for us to get your show and post it somewhere? Because, you know, I want to put a post on that people can watch anywhere, anyhow, and not have to do special stuff. Is that possible? Answer when we get back, because there's the sound of the music and you're listening to the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello. Oh, sorry. There's a skip in the needle on the record. Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on the first Thursday of the month, which we call Neutral News Thursday. While I'm here with my good buddy and monthly co-host, Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed. You're going to be hearing Matt Connerton 5 days a week from 4 to 6. where he has a drive time show in Manchester, New Hampshire, which you can also listen to on air. Matt, where is the click link for people if they want to listen to your show?
You can just go to WMNHradio.org.
WMNHradio. I'm typing it in, so it's actually on there, so people can see it on the timeline. And there you are, .org. So I had left you with my question. Is there a link that we can get when we do shows with you that people can just listen to, or is everybody going to be forced into, like, becoming some odd-colored bean sprout or something?
It sounds like you had a very unique experience, Dr. Kevin, because it's usually pretty simple. Yeah, you just go to WMNHradio.org and click where it says podcast, and it takes you to the shows, and there's share buttons and download buttons if you want to download the show, and you can scroll down and find the date that you want. I don't know why the link I posted didn't work for you, but were you trying to do it on your phone, maybe? And it was directing you to the Podbean app, perhaps, or?
Maybe. Probably I was trying to do it on my phone. I live on my phone. Yeah. So now I just try.
Because it's usually.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's usually really simple. I'm not sure what happened there, but maybe it tried to send you into the app to get you to download the Podbean app or something, but that's all I can think of. I don't know.
So we were on Unleashed in the Afternoon on the 28th. Oh, all it shows me is the date in the calendar. I was trying to use the link that you just put in and to do what you said to do, because I wanted to... It's showing me your broadcast schedule. So what am I still doing wrong?
So go to WMNHradio.org.
Yeah, I did that.
And then,
and now I've got home,
okay,
schedule and sponsors and contact.
And then go down to where it says podcast, our community program podcast, and click that.
Okay, let me see. Our community program podcast. Oh, okay. Okay, and then I got to go back to the 28th. I got to load more. Load. August 28th, Matt Connerton Unleashed in the Afternoon.
This is why I invited all of you here, because these are...
Oh, I can hear it.
There you go. So I am going to post that right here. Here is the show. Here is Angie. And my last Magical Monday. So what's going on with you? So how's the show going? How are things doing?
Going very well. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback. People are digging it. People like my rants, which is good, because it's funny. When I was first invited to do this, I was asked to not quite do exactly what I do on what I did on TV, and maybe kind of tone it down a little bit, which I did in the beginning. But I kind of fell back into what I had been doing on my TV show, which is, you know, getting worked up and snarky and whatnot, but people seem to be really enjoying it. The feedback has been great, so we'll just keep rolling with it. But in a sense, though, I have the benefit of being able to do this and have this opportunity during the Trump era, because it just makes it very easy.
Yeah, he does well. I'm glad he makes something easy.
Yeah.
He makes every comedian in every developed country's job easier, because he gives
Absolutely.
Them lots of fodder to work with. I think there's a lot of people that might not think that their life has been easier since he ascended the spotlight.
Right.
But we're going to move away from that. And what I want to talk about first today, Indigenous People Day versus Columbus Day.
Oh.
In 1977, the International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in the Americas, sponsored by the United Nations in Geneva, began discussing replacing Columbus Day in the U.S. with a celebration to be known as Indigenous Peoples Day. The first city that adopted it was in 1992. So they started in 77.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1992, you want to have to take any guess what was the first city in the U.S. that adopted it?
Oh, I have no idea. Was it a major city? Please give me a hint.
it was a semi-major city. It's a semi-famous city.
Geez, I don't know. Nashville?
For known for hippies and progressive behaviors. So it started with Berkeley, California.
Oh, okay.
They adopted
that makes
it
sense.
In 1992. And now the next one adopted in 2014. 2014, Minneapolis picked it up, Seattle picked it up, and Minnesota State University Mankato picked it up. So they start talking about it in 77. There is a United Nations declares an International Day of World Indigenous People on August 9th as an international holiday. So then 1992, 2014. Now 2015, we pick up St. Paul, Albuquerque, Portland, Oregon, Traverse City, Michigan, Akron, Newstead, Olympia, Washington, Village of Lewistown, New York, Anadarko, Oklahoma, Caribou, North Carolina, San Fernando, California, Alpena, Michigan, and Bexar County, Texas. Whereas also it's a town, it's not even a city, that picked it up in New England. You want to take any wild hair guesses what the first, and I'll even tell you which state it was in. It was in Maine. Which town in Maine, just throw anything out, was the first one in New England to adopt Indigenous People Day?
It's a town, not a city?
Not a city. So that leaves out Portland, Augusta, Auburn, Lewiston. They're all gone.
I'm going to go with then, I mean, I don't even know the names of a lot of towns in Maine, but I'm going to go with the town that I almost drowned in when I was a kid, and we'll go with Sanford, Maine.
Nope, Belfast.
Okay, I don't even know where
Belfast,
that is.
Belfast, Maine, yep. It's up on the coast. Belfast, Maine, first one in New England.
Huh.
And now in 2016, it was done by Denver, Colorado, and now it's really upping a little bit. The state of Minnesota. So now it's statewide in Minnesota. The state of Vermont, the University of Utah. I don't know how the university has adopted it. Brown University, Cornell University, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Spokane, Washington, Bainbridge Island, Washington, East Lansing, Michigan, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona picked it up in 2016. The state of Alaska, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Don't even ask me. I have no idea. Durango, Colorado, Asheville, North Carolina, Eugene, Washington, and now we have Cambridge, Mass. Finally, except for Belfast, Maine. Now, you would think New England would have picked it up quicker, don't you?
Yeah. Boulder, how many cities
Colorado.
Is that total? Oh, there's more.
I'm looking. No, we're not quite done yet. Boulder, Colorado, Lawrence, Kansas. And now in 2017, You have Oberlin, Ohio, Bangor, Maine, and now what is really one of the big major cities, which is L.A. L.A. just picked it up. That they are now going to call it Indigenous People's Day instead of Columbus Day. So, you know, I mean, Seattle's a pretty good-sized city, and, I mean, so is Phoenix. But when you think of your major cities, you know, you're really thinking New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A. Minnesota picked it up. So that would have been Minneapolis. Minneapolis, well, it's a mid-city. But anyways, L.A. is one of the first really big, big cities that picked up. So now that I've done that, what do you think? Good thing, bad thing? Do you think that this is...
I'm not someone who invests a lot in the idea of holidays. I probably would have made a good Jehovah's Witness for that idea, for that reason, but because they don't like holidays. But I mean, to me, it's a bunch of it's just kind of a PC thing. So I don't have a strong opinion about it. I think that these cities, if that's what they want to do, I think that's great. Good for them. And so I support them in that, but I don't feel any particular desire or drive to see this happen everywhere. If it does, that's fine. If the federal government decides to change it, that's fine. I have no great attachment to Christopher Columbus. And I understand the BC reasons for this. So I certainly don't think it's a bad thing. But, I mean, in one sense, it seems a little hollow. I mean, I suspect some people feel good about it because they think that this somehow – oh, wow, another break already.
And we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, here on the first Thursday of the month, where we are chatting with Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed. You can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin and find out more about Matt, and where you can listen to Matt's five-day-a-week show, Matt Connerton Unleashed. You can also put down comments and let us know or things you'd like us to share on the air as you weigh in. We're currently talking about Indigenous People Day versus Columbus Day. Matt, you were, when we get interrupted by the music, you were saying that you thought it was kind of hollow. You want to pick it up from there?
Well, I'm just saying that I think that for some people, you know, some people probably feel really great about this because they see it as some sort of reparation for what we did, what was done to the Native Americans. But, you know, really, you know, just changing from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day is not, I mean, it's fine, but it really doesn't make up for anything when you look at not only what was done to the Native Americans, but what continues to be done to the Native Americans and how they're treated. They have not been treated well, and by our government, and they're somewhat forgotten in a sense. I mean, you know, when the issue of the Dakota Pipeline came up, all of a sudden, concern for Native Americans among people was at the forefront for a little bit. But for the most part, they're sort of forgotten about, and I don't want to say swept under the rug. So maybe this is a way to unsweep them from under the rug, but it doesn't, in my mind, it just doesn't make up for anything. Like, I think if I were a Native American and someone told me, well, we're going to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, I would probably react, and maybe I'm cynical, but I would probably react with a shrug and say, oh, thanks. I'm glad you're thinking about us now. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just cynical.
Well, I'm going to bring back one of our other conversations that you and I had that is similar. Now, in South Dakota, there's four states that don't do it at all, which is I just had it and I just lost it because I thought we were done with the part of me looking things up. But there are four states that don't do Columbus Day at all. Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, and South Dakota. South Dakota officially celebrates Native American Day instead.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not Indigenous People Day, it's Native American Day. So here is the thing, because you and I kicked it around about the whole statue thing. You know,
yes.
Why the statues represent a piece of history? Why shouldn't they be left? At that point, you were commenting that, but you could understand how every time that a person of color was to go by one of these statues, it was a reminder of them as a disenfranchised person for a long time in this country, and some would say still are for the most part. And so
right. Well, just
taking down of the statues, right?
Yes. Well, I understand when it comes to the statues. Just to clarify, I understand both sides of it. I've always been very conflicted on that. But yes, you're right. I can understand the perspective to the extent that I, as a white guy in America, can understand. I do understand the perspective of a person of color in that regard. Yes, absolutely.
So then, now let's move this forward. Every year, you're a Native American person who may be stuck on a reservation or is suffering with low-paying jobs and inadequate housing or all sorts of stuff. And every year, you get to see everybody celebrate Columbus Day, Finding America. How is that any less abusive than a statue?
No, I can see how someone would feel. I'm sure they do feel that it's abusive. Yeah. So I think that some Native Americans probably are happy to see that go away. But I would also venture to guess, because obviously they're not a monolith, there's probably other Native Americans who might look at it. And again, maybe I'm just too cynical. Maybe some Americans, Native Americans might look at it and say, okay, so this is to make them feel better. They're going to feel better about the abuse that we've suffered as Native Americans by renaming this day, they're going to feel like they're obviously they care about us and they feel badly about what happened to us because they're renaming this day. This is more for them than for us. You know what I mean? Some people are bound to feel that way.
Well, I
doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I would say that there are always going to be people that are stuck in the you can never do enough to make up for what your ancestors did. Now, on one
right.
hand, I you know what? I'm not going to take on the sins of the father. I didn't make
right.
those choices. I didn't do those abuses. I'm willing to look at those groups that are marginalized and say that's not correct and something and we need to work at them not being marginalized and how do we make it even, but don't beat me with the what your ancestors did stick, because I'll take it right out of your hand and beat you right back with it. You know,
right.
because everybody's ancestors had stuff that they did that somebody walking around in 2017 doesn't want to be held accountable for, guaranteed. You know.
So you're not someone then who I assume you're not someone then who supports reparations, for example.
No.
No, me neither.
I don't support those. But I think we have two options here. On one, we should just eliminate Columbus Day. The day shouldn't be getting celebrated at all. I was not a big fan that Civil Rights Day got named Martin Luther King Day. Now, I have a great deal of respect for Martin Luther King and what he said and what he did, but it should have been called, and I still believe it should be called Civil Rights Day, because there are lots of different groups that had civil rights movements that had to push back against unfair treatment. I mean, like women, lesbians and gays, and now the whole thing with the transgendered in the military. No, it should be a civil rights day that everybody in our country has a right to be treated civilly and fairly and equally, and not associated with one person, with one movement, with one group. I don't think that's right. But, you know, it'll never happen. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't have a problem with it personally, because I just think that, you know, the way we got to Martin Luther King Day was the idea. I don't think of Martin Luther King Day, I don't think of it as being about celebrating only him, but what he represented in terms of civil rights. So to me, from my perspective, again, I'm not a big one for holidays anyway. I don't take Martin Luther King Day as being about celebrating him. I take it about celebrating the civil rights movement, which should, in theory, encompass everything. It should encompass minorities. It should encompass LGBTQ and all of it, civil rights for everybody. So in my mind, I don't particularly make a distinction between Civil Rights Day and Martin Luther King Day. If Martin Luther King is sort of the person who represents all of that, then that's fine with me. To me, it's the same concept. You're just, with Martin Luther King Day, you're just kind of putting a face and a name on it, but it's the same basic precept. In my mind, that's just how I perceive it. But I understand what you're saying, certainly.
Well, and then we go back to this concept of, if there is another group who feels like their civil rights are something that has to be fought for or put together or whatever, I don't know that they're going to be happy to say, well, Martin Luther King didn't represent my civil rights being fought for. He wasn't at Stonewall. He wasn't one of the drag queens that went out finally and just said, I had enough of this shit and started beating on police officers that were harassing them simply because they were gay. Martin Luther didn't fight mm-hmm. that for me. That's why if you're going to have, if you want to celebrate Martin Luther King, then it should be Martin Luther King's birthday. I could be okay with that. But if you're going to have a civil, if you're going to have a day that's supposed to represent civil rights, it shouldn't be just one group civil rights. Because not everyone's going to think that way.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You know.
But you're never going to get everybody to think the same way anyway.
No, you're never going to get everybody to think the same way.
Right.
And but you know that they'll never eliminate Columbus Day in some form, whatever they call it, whether they call it Columbus Day or whether they call it Indigenous People Day or Native American Day or, you know, Floozy with the Pink Lipstick Day, which I kind of like.
Hey, do you know, by the way, you mentioned, so there's three states that don't do Columbus Day or any variation of it at all?
Alaska, Hawaii, and, because South Dakota does Native American Day. I was walking around as I was talking to you, so I stepped away from my handy-dandy trusty screen on it all.
Now, that just struck me as interesting because it is a federal holiday, so it's interesting that there would be a few states that don't do any version of it. I'm just wondering why they don't.
It was Alaska, Hawaii, and Oregon.
I wonder why. That's very interesting.
Do not celebrate Columbus Day. Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, and South Dakota. South Dakota officially celebrates Native American Day.
But the other three just ignore it completely?
I have no idea. I don't have that particular information. But look at things like we have Patriots Day that is celebrated in, what is it, Massachusetts, but not New Hampshire. They have a different.
Right.
You know, there is that little funky thing. And we'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
We're talking about Indigenous Peoples Day versus Columbus Day versus no day at all. And Matthew, you asked me a question.
So yes.
Hawaii celebrates Discoverer's Day, which commemorates the Polynesian discoverers of Hawaii on the same date.
Oh, okay.
Alaska just, it doesn't say anything about Alaska at all in what I've found so far. It does say that, several other states have removed the day as a paid holiday for government workers, while still maintaining it either as a day of recognition or a legal holiday for other purposes. These include California and Texas. Texas schools do not observe the day as a holiday, attendance being required as any other regular day. And originally it was Hawaii, South Dakota, Vermont, and Alaska and Oregon. And Oregon does not recognize Columbus Day either as a holiday nor as a commemoration. Schools and public offices remain open. Iowa and Nevada do not celebrate it as an official holiday, but the state's respective governors are authorized and requested by the statute to proclaim the day each year. So every year, Iowa and Nevada have to say, well, we've decided that Columbus Day can happen this year.
Really? Wow.
Very strange things. You know, I was going somewhere with the, you know, they're going to call it something because they're going to be up in arms if they take away a legal holiday.
Right.
Paid holiday, you know, everybody's going to complain about that. It became a federal holiday in 1937. So I'm not sure. It sounds, I mean, if you have a federal government office, so all of the federal offices, like the post office or a passport center, is going to be closed on Columbus Day, wherever it is, because it's a national holiday. But the state governments and the city governments that don't recognize it, they're open for business. Columbus Day has been kind of, I mean, it's not like Memorial Day or Labor Day or New Year's or Christmas. I mean, it's, you know, where it's a pretty flat all across the boards. I didn't realize what a thing that it was. I didn't know it was such a mess, actually.
Yeah. I had no idea. I wonder if there's other holidays like that. Well, I know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, well, Civil Rights Day for a long time, New Hampshire, that was the, because you mentioned that earlier, that was the compromise that New Hampshire made. Because everyone else had Martin Luther King Day, and in New Hampshire, we weren't recognizing it at all. And then the compromise ultimately was Civil Rights Day. I don't know what year that happened, but it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's kind of an interesting
Civil
Rights Day is a state holiday in Arizona and New Hampshire. It honors civil rights activists and is combined with Martin Luther King Day.
Right. So we're the only two then. Everybody else is Martin Luther King Day.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know that to be true. We make all of these assumptions. And, I think that sometimes that we make these assumptions based on the state that we live in. And then we kind of go, in 2000, Utah became the last state to have a holiday named after King. when Human Rights Day was officially changed to Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, so they had something called Human Rights Day?
Yep.
Interesting. So they went the other way with it then than New Hampshire did. They went to calling it Martin Luther King Day. Huh.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Several additional states have chosen to combine commemorations of King's birthday with other observances. Now, hold on to your hat for this. In Alabama, yeah, it is Robert E. Lee Martin Luther King birthday.
Yeah. Like officially? Like that's what they celebrate in Alabama?
Yep.
No kidding. Wow.
In Arizona, it's Martin Luther King Jr. / Civil Rights Day. In Idaho, it's Martin Luther King Jr. and Idaho Human Rights Day. In Mississippi, it's Martin Luther King and Robert E. Lee's birthday. In New Hampshire,
really?
They list it as Martin Luther King Jr. Civil Rights Day. In Virginia, it was known as Lee Jackson King Day, combining King's birthday with the established Lee Jackson Day. In 2000, Lee Jackson Day was moved to Friday before Martin Luther King Day, establishing Martin Luther King Day Jr. as a holiday in its own right.
Probably a good move.
In Arkansas, it was known as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and Robert E. Lee's birthday from 1985 to 2017. Legislation in 2017 changed the name of the state holiday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and moved the commemoration of Lee to October.
Yeah. Well, again, probably a good move.
But there are.
But that just happened this year, huh?
Just happened in 2000 in March. Yeah.
Wow.
Alabama and Mississippi still have the combination. So it's it's definitely got more of its act together than Columbus Day does.
Right, right.
Based on anything we can find on this.
Yeah.
So the question is, why do we celebrate Christmas as a holiday?
The economy. No, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, it's a religious holiday.
Well, sort of. I mean, it has a dual purpose. It's religious and secular, depending on what you want to do with it, you know? I mean, you can be atheist and still celebrate Christmas. You can still give gifts.
I just find it I've always found it very interesting that the national holidays included a holiday which, when it was established, was purely a Christian holiday. I mean, you know me. I'm always going to poke at that. That's what fun is it? Okay, so we've only got a couple of minutes left before the music's going to go on. So what one thing recently has most amazed you that you didn't see coming that Trump did?
Yesterday, his deal with the Democrats on the debt ceiling and Hurricane Harvey aid, going around his own party on that, which has angered a lot of Republicans. This was a surprise. I did not see that coming. And I don't think Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan saw it coming either. So that would be, there's not much Trump can do to surprise me. But that was a genuine surprise.
Yeah. I thought that that was very interesting. That's not one that I could have called. I think he's keeping people on their toes. I think he's I think it's his vengeful mode, and he's getting even for them making him sign the Russia bill.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, oh, go ahead.
Trump doesn't get mad. He gets even. Well, no, he gets mad, and then he gets even.
Right. He does hold grudges, certainly. Yeah. It's interesting. Very interesting to watch this.
He expected his party to defend him on the whole Russian deal and not make it what it was. And not force him into having to sign it. And clearly they were going to humiliate him and override a veto if he vetoed it. And I think he's been seething ever since. And I think this was his opportunity to stick it to Ryan and McConnell.
Yeah, you may very well be right.
And on that note, another first Monday, Thursday of the month passes with Matt Connerton. Matt, thanks as always for coming on and shooting it around.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good night.